Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, is a Tell Del version of the show. That's when we bring somebody in to share their story with you. Now, the reason we do this, just to clarify, is because we want you to find somebody you can connect with. I know that I've been doing this for 30 years and seminars and case studies every month all over the country, different places, three or four times a month in different cities. And something that I realized very early on was that people say, okay, Del, who cares what you've done? You know, you're somebody that we can't relate with. Let's see somebody like us. And so we try to bring on all different variations of success and let them share their stories with you. Today's story is a great one. This is a successful business person turned real estate investor. So, you know, we look at people that have come up like I did. I came from the health club industry. You really wouldn't call me a successful business person. No college degree, no corporate background other than working in health clubs. So this is completely different. This is somebody that was successful out there in the real world and a highly compensated position at one point. And he came into this business on his own accord because he wanted to. Him and his wife looking for something different. We'll hear their story in a second. But as of late, since they've arrived, they have accomplished quite a bit. They joined in 2007, and since then they've accumulated 7 deals, 1,238 total units of various ownership varieties. And also, they won, I think it was the 2016 Real Estate Investor of the Year Award by the National Apartment Association. So let's introduce Mark Durange. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Del, and thank you for having me on your show today. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we've had you on before, and appreciate you coming back. We'll see how you've gone. But again, let's start with the assumption that most people out here have not already met you and don't know your story. So we'll start from the beginning, and I'll also just preface it a little bit for you so you can cut your story down. Normally, Mark's running around with his team. He's got his wife, Terry, who operated the property for years. And then, of course, he's got his son-in-law, I believe, Jake Latham, who is also in the team, and they call them Team Linebacker. Where'd you get the name Team Linebacker?
Oh, you know, that's an interesting question. But back when we put together our management company, one of our original partners, we were kind of sitting around saying, hey, what should we call, or, you know, what name should we give to our management company? And at the time, my son was playing middle linebacker for Cy Fair, and just out of the blue, he said, well, how about Linebacker Equity Management? And we said, oh, okay, the catchy name. And that's kind of stuck. And, you know, and since we've added our son-in-law to the group, we just say it's a Team Linebacker now. So
yeah, no doubt. It's funny how you build a brand for yourself, and now you're known as Team Linebacker, right?
So yeah, it's kind of a catchy little name.
It is. Why don't we start with your background a little bit and tell us about yourself and maybe your family story a little bit so people can relate. Give them something to tie into and relate with.
Sure. Yeah, Dale, I worked for corporate America, like you mentioned. I'd worked for corporate America for about 25 years. Same company, but I changed jobs within that company a lot. A major corporation, a lot of marketing, sales, engineering background. But around November of 2007, we were starting to look at how to diversify. I kind of wanted to get out of corporate America. We knew it was going to be a tough challenge to replace my income because, like you mentioned, I was making, you know, a lot of money working for corporate America. And we went to, you know, normal route. We looked at different real estate options, investment options, and I think we even went to several different famous real estate seminars. None of them really made sense. I came across Lifestyles by listening to the radio, and it was a little bit intriguing. You know, we went to the 2-day course. I believe you were teaching it at the time. Then we signed up for the 2-day course, And halfway through that course, particularly when you started talking about apartments, kind of the light bulb clicked. And I go, this makes a lot of sense. And I think at the end of the 2 days, when you ask people if we wanted to sign up for more education, more training, more mentoring, I believe Terry and I were the first person in line to sign up for it. I mean, we were ready for it and made a lot of sense. And so in November of 2007, we signed up with Lifestyle. I think the first thing we did, we went out and bought a single family home. And that worked out well, but we knew we wanted to get into apartments. And we just started down that road, taking the education, hooked up with the mentors. I think one of the things that really paid off for us was the road trips. Back then, you know, we went on a road trip probably 3 or 4 times a month to different owners within Lifestyles that had apartment complexes, so we could kind of ask them, see, kind of look underneath the covers. And it was really kind of made a lot of sense, the business model that the Lifestyle was offering. And that's how we really got started. And that was back in November of 2007.
So let's take it back a little bit. You glazed over your aha moment. And I always like to ask people about their aha moment, because you're sitting there, and let me preface this for everybody out there. We all know we know everything about the world. That's just who we are. That's being male. That's being human, right? And we've been brought up to say we were highly educated, and our parents were smart, and our doctors and our CPAs and attorneys all know everything. And, you know, we know everything. And then all of a sudden you start going out into worlds that you don't know, and you find out you really have no idea what's going on out there. In general, that happens to me, everything I do. I go out and find something else new I want to look into, and you go like, man, I didn't realize all this was going on there, right? And so you come to something like the 2-day, and there's something in there that goes, your logical brain, you know, the emotional brain might get you to the seminar. We're ready to retire. We need something different. But your logical brain goes, that's it. That's the life. That's the thing that makes it make sense. You glazed over and said, when we got to multifamily, what was it about the multifamily experience, the multifamily numbers? What was it about the multifamily concept that just you clung to so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Del. It was when you were given the example of a typical apartment complex. I think we were talking about one here in Houston, since we were taking a class in Houston, but I assume it probably applies to almost any major city. As you were kind of going through the numbers, talking about buying an apartment complex, following some best practices of the best product at the best price, so you add the value to the property by fixing it up. Maybe fix up the units, maybe fix up, you know, put a new roof on it, make it look a little bit better. And with that, then you can raise the rents. So as you begin to raise the rents, all of a sudden the value of that property goes up by a lot. And as you get into the kind of the finances of it, you start to look at the net operating income, which is kind of an indicator of the value of the property. So if you can get the rents up a little bit, and you manage your expenses, all of a sudden your net operating income goes up. And then when you go to maybe refinance it or sell it, all of a sudden you can, you know, double your money in a few years. And in a conservative way, you know, that made a lot of sense to me. You know, I've put a lot of money in the stock market. I've made a lot of money. I've lost a lot of money in the stock market. But the thing that we liked about the apartment complex is we had a lot more control over what was happening, because we were managing the properties. We intended to manage the properties ourselves.
Mark, I'm going to pick this back up exactly where we're at. Yep. When we come back. But we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with Mark Durance and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Mark Durant. For those of you just tuning in, Mark has 7 deals, over 1,238 units done over the last 13 years at Lifestyles. And previously, he was a corporate America individual that came to the classes and decided he wanted to do this as he was looking for this. What you were talking about, Mark, as we went to break, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase it just a little bit, and I know that's putting words in your mouth and that's unsanitary, especially with COVID. But the reality is that what you were talking about was the control you have when you own an apartment complex. The fact that most investments, you go by the stock market and you hope and wish and pray that the stuff goes up. But an apartment complex, you go in with a plan, you know what you're going to do, you execute the plan, and the property goes up in value by a massive amount because of what we call the IRV curve, which is basically the fact that you're purchased in at leverage of at least 75%. So when you increase the income by 10%, you're increasing the value of the property by 25%. With a 25% down, that's 100% increase in your invested asset. And I said that too fast for radio, I understand, with no mathematics on the board. But that's what you're talking about. So take us through that. What did that make you feel like as far as empowerment and the envisionment that you really could control and change your life?
Yeah, I mean, when you did that math on the board, Dale, and I really think it was relatively conservative. You know, I don't think you were being outrageously trying to oversell the opportunity. So, you know, in kind of a conservative approach, it made a lot of sense that you could probably double your money in a few years if you followed the Lifestyle model. And as you talked about that, that's kind of when the light bulb went on. And then we start asking ourselves, you know, how can we do it? And that's kind of when you got into the training that's available, the mentors, you know, the people that work for you that kind of help us walk through the steps, the road trips we went on to be able to see how other people are doing it, and then the association with other like-minded investors. I think that kind of that environment really made it possible for us to succeed. I'm confident that Terry and I could not have done this on our own. So I think the environment you created within Lifestyles, around kind of what I mentioned, particularly around the training, the mentoring, kind of the roadmap that has worked for other people, you know, other people that have done it, that have gone before us, like yourself and other successful investors. You know, we felt confident that if we were humble enough to listen and follow kind of the steps you laid out, that we could also be successful. And we didn't really think of it as a quick, rich scheme. We just thought of it as, let's roll up your sleeves. There's a good game plan, you know, invest in a good deal, a good market, good property, add some value to it, and we then can make a lot of money. And over the years, we've proved that over and over again with the deals we've been involved with.
We'll cover your success on this. As we work that direction, though, let's talk about the psychological growth. I know that one of the things that is interesting is when you come in as a business person, corporations have to hide their secrets, and people pretty much have to keep their cards covered up and everything in life as you go on. Were you surprised how open other people were to giving you all the insider business information? I mean, in the seminar, I taught you 28 ways to increase the income, 5 ways to decrease the expenses, but the road trips actually, people took you to their personal business and showed you. Was that surprising to you?
Yeah, that was beyond surprising. That was a refreshing part of this whole experience of working with Lifestyles is not only will other owners, you know, essentially open their books and tell you everything, answer every question you have, there's a lot of sharing and helping each other that goes on. Because once you own one of these properties, being able to network with other owners is absolutely key, not only with Lifestyle, but other owners within Lifestyle that's following the same business model. And I mean, you're sharing financial details that you would never see in corporate America. Just absolutely wouldn't get down to that level. So yeah, Dale, I was very pleasantly surprised with how open the whole group is with each other and how much they support and work with each other.
Let's talk about how you went. I know you tried at some houses and you've done some fourplexes. I guess that was just really to get your feet wet and to get Terry out there doing something. Terry's his wife, by the way. And but what was the big step, so to speak, to do your own first apartment deal? What did you psychologically have to go through and get ready to do that, to take on that kind of a position?
Yeah. You know, sitting through the training, we knew that we wanted to get into apartments, but we knew the easiest thing to do was just go out and buy a single family home. And we did that. And in fact, we still have it. It's, you know, it's all paid for. And, you know, we get $1,400 a month cash flow off of it. But we knew we wanted to get into apartments. And so it took us maybe, you know, 6 or 7 months before we really kind of felt comfortable to take the leap. We need to understand how partnerships work and how to get the financing of it. And so that training that we got within Lifestyle, the mentoring, the mentors that kind of help us through each step, and the networking really gave us the confidence. I think the confidence was the key thing to go ahead and make that first step.
Did you do the passive deals? I see you have 456 units as passive. Did you do that before or after you purchased your first property?
We did one passive deal first, and then right after that, we bought a small 40-unit deal with one other Lifestyle member, and that's kind of how we got started. So I think we felt most comfortable starting out as a passive. We knew the lead pretty well and had confidence in him, had confidence in the property because we had, you know, toured it and seen it several times. You know, I was still working for corporate America, and Terry was just kind of getting into the real estate a little bit. So we felt most comfortable starting out as a passive on the very first one.
Do you think it helps for a first-timer to go into a deal with somebody else and watch the due diligence procedure, the contractual procedure, the ramp up, the get started, the collect the money and, you know, raise the capital, the whole bit, follow through as a follower in one of these before you do it yourself? Was that helpful and beneficial?
Yeah, I think so for us. You know, since we were new to real estate, you know, and there's, especially when you're, you know, going after an apartment size of any, you know, apartment complex of any size, there's a lot of complexity to it. Like you mentioned, raising the capital, doing the due diligence, getting the financing, getting insurance, all these steps you need to take. And so on our first deal, we were, you know,
we got to go to break again. We got to go to break. I'm sorry. We'll pick it back up on your first deal when we come back. We'll be right back with Mark Durant and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Mark Durant. Not only has he accumulated seven deals with 1,238 units, he also in 2016 won the Real Estate Investor of the Year Award by the National Apartment Association. And I might say the same year, 2016, he won the Houston Apartment Association Property of the Year. So he's got some awards behind him. He's got success and he's got massive amounts of profit, which we'll get to in a second. Where we're at right now is we got off the story from when he had just done passive deals, and now he's doing his first deal himself. And the first deal he did was a 40-unit apartment complex. He did it himself and one other partner, I believe is the way he explained it. So let's pick it back up there. Mark, you're looking at the 40-unit. You're ready to take the plunge. Tell us what you were thinking, what happened, what you had to do, and, you know, just if there's any good stories behind it.
That was a 40-unit deal. We just needed to have one other partner with us to come up with the funds. So we found through our networking within Lifestyles, we came across one other Lifestyle member that we got along really well with. So we decided to go in together and buy this 40-unit deal. We knew it was small enough and kind of get our arms around it. We both knew that we wanted to go on and do bigger deals and, you know, become a lead investor, if you will. And this is really kind of a stepping stone for us. So we bought and sold that 40-unit deal. You know, we learned a lot. I think 6 weeks after we bought it, the hurricane hit, tore off the roof, had a major insurance claim on it. You know, so we learned a lot about insurance claims and working through natural disasters. So I think we learned a lot on that 40-unit apartment complex.
A lot of people feel like they have to get their foot wet, so you started with one partner. Now that you've gone through and done multiple deals, I'm just curious, is there any more trouble having two partners or five partners or 10 partners than there is having one?
No. Actually, kind of what we've found is it's easier to run, say, a 200-unit apartment complex than it is a 40-unit apartment complex. And it's probably easier to have more partners than it is just to have one. So it's kind of interesting it works that way. The thing about a larger apartment complex is you have more full-time people, right? You might have one or two people in the office and maybe two or three people out doing make-readies and service. So they're actually easier to have a larger apartment complex is what we found.
Yeah, I thought that was quite an epiphany when I had a 20-unit, a 30-unit, a 40-unit, and then a 64-unit. It was like 64 was the secret number where I could afford to have a full-time manager and full-time maintenance man. And the whole world changed. I mean, there was no more going there. I had people there every day, all day long. So it really did make a difference. So you came out of the 40-unit first time, first shot, and you had a hurricane. You had problems. You had challenges. Boy, this was a tough one. Did you make any money with it?
We did. Yeah, we made quite a bit of money on that. I think we sold it, I forget exactly how much we made, but we did pretty well on it. And even while we had it, you know, you certainly make money every month on it. So we were probably making 15% a year cash on cash return. And then when we sold it, we didn't own it for very long, but we made pretty good return on our investment on that property.
So let's make a logical move here. I went from 20 to 30 to 40 to 64 to 68 to 88 to 107 to 140. From 140, I went to 256 and then to 270 and then 320. You made a nice logical transition like that from 40 to 242.
You know,
so logical. It's just add a two to the front, and there we are.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. That 242-unit property is the one we won National Apartment Association Owner of the Year on it. But an interesting story. By the time we were ready to buy that deal, we had a great deal of confidence, particularly with all the success and training and networking. So when we toured that 242-unit property, Terry and I, my wife and I, we literally took about a 45-minute tour of the property with the broker. And I remember we're standing outside the office on the sidewalk, and I said, let's get this thing under contract. And so within 24 hours later, we had a letter of intent to purchase that 242-unit property. We'd only seen like one unit, you know, through a quick walkthrough, seen the property. But we had enough confidence in our ability because of what we've learned through Lifestyles. We knew the market really well. We knew the pricing in that submarket. And we knew if we followed the Lifestyle model of the best property at the best price with the best service, we could make a lot of money. 18 months after we purchased that property, we returned about 135% of our investors' cash back to them. So it was just one of those home run hits we made.
Yeah, the resume here says 175% return on that property after 2 years. And it also says $4.7 million returned to partners. Man, that's a lot of money. I mean, you think about making a difference in people's lives, and I don't care how many people you split that between. That's a lot of money to change somebody's life, because my stockbroker never sent me money like that.
it was really, you know, we had one of our investors at our partnership money meeting when we handed out the checks. You know, him and his wife, you could feel the emotion they had, you know, giving them a check for, you know, if they put $100,000 into the deal, I think that night we gave them a check for $135,000 back. They still owned the property, and you could just feel the emotion and just that I remember him telling us, you know, this has changed our lives, right? And so that was a really sweet, tender moment to be able to give back to our investors, because they put a lot of trust. When you think about being a passive investor, you put a lot of trust in the leads, right? Because the leads have a lot of influence of what goes on in those properties. So, you know, they trusted us with over $2 million of their investments. And so we take that very seriously. And then for us to be able to give that kind of return back to our partners is a really sweet opportunity to do that, Dale. Yeah, I have to tell you, we could not have done this without Lifestyle. That's just period.
Well, you did it, and that's the point, is that a lot of people take education in anything in life, and they don't come out with these kinds of results. You did $1.3 million worth of rehab. Any hiccups there, or you learned that from where? From being in Lifestyles or the 40 unit? Where did you get the experience to be able to do $1.3 million in rehab?
Yeah, we learned a lot from Lifestyles. We had some good experience on the 40-unit apartment complex we did. You know, we just made sure we had some good relationships with the contractors. And, you know, we did have some hiccups. You know, it was not a hiccup-free rehab. And I don't know of anybody who's done over $1 million in rehab that doesn't have a little bit of a hiccup. But we had enough confidence in our vendors and in our ability that we were able to pull it off. And I think it showed, you know, when we had the judges come out there for National Apartment Association and for the Houston Apartment Association, obviously they agreed with what we did and the value we put back into the units and the lives we make better for the people who live there and for the employees that have a great place to go to work every day. And so it was really just a great success story for us, and we feel very humble.
To win that award, you have to be a winner on all sides, all stakeholders involved. So, of course, the tenants have a better place. You know, we call them residents now, but the residents have to have, you know, better place, better price, product ratio for them.
Yeah.
The neighborhood's got to be made better, which you do by changing that. The investors have to make a profit, which they did, right? And the vendors have to make money off of you, so they do. So, in all, when you start a business like this, there's no government agency that creates jobs and or creates wealth like private investment does. So it's a great job. So I'm going to be back with two more topics. We'll be right back with Mark and the Del Walmsley Radio Show. My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around
and make it happen.
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today with me here is Mark Durach out of Houston, Texas, I believe it is. And Mark has done 7 apartment complexes, 1,230 units, won the National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year in 2016, and also the Property of the Year in 2016 for the Houston Apartment Association. So he's done a lot. As we were going to break, we had talked about his first deal, which was 242 units. Well, actually, his first large deal. He'd already done a small apartment. And it was massively profitable. Guys, massively profitable, 175% return to his investors, over $4.7 million. But now I've got 2 more topics I want to cover with you. I'm going to give you both topics so we realize we can't go long into either of them to get it done this short last segment. The next one is, what happened and how did you get into a deal that was a bad deal that you then turned around and made millions of dollars with? And then you, if you weren't enough of a glutton for punishment to take over somebody else's mess and fix it, you did it again, twice. And I remember you coming to me when you did it the first time and the little quiet conversation we had about it. And I was all for you taking it over. But it was just a situation. Tell us how that happened shortly. I mean, you don't have to tell names or anything, but you just, you know, what happened and how did you fix it?
Yeah, it's really, now that we're past it, it's a really good success story. But at the time, it was a lead over 202-unit apartment complex. So it was a big property with about 20-some-odd investors, and we were one of the investors. And we had done some deals, and we were pretty confident in our ability. I was still working for corporate America, so Terry, my wife, who's really kind of started this business for us from a hands-on perspective and running the day-to-day operations, and just a really brilliant person to be around. We were confident that we could take over this deal. This lead wasn't following lifestyle. I think his wife had some health issues, and so things were starting to go off the rails. And so we volunteered to the partners if we could go get new financing on it and just take over this deal. And the partners, I think, had enough confidence in us. They voted us in as the lead. We went and got refinanced. We bought out the current lead, so we took over his position. And since then, it's just been a tremendously successful property. I think to date, we've delivered about 220% return on everybody's capital. Which is, you know, close to $6 million we returned back to the partners. We still have equity in the deal. I mean, if you look at the equity, we probably still have, you know, 200 to 300% equity in the deal. So when we go to sell this deal, you know, obviously our partners are going to make another couple 100% return on their investment. It's just in a great location. We were confident that we could turn it around, and we followed the lifestyle model. We had some great help. You and others, Dell, helped us with that transition. And I got to give credit to my wife because she's the one who did it, because I was still working for corporate America at the time. And she just rolled up her sleeves and made it happen.
It's a wonderful story. It's very wonderful to see somebody can take lemons and turn them into lemonade. And I think you summed it up well from what I remember. You have someone that just wouldn't follow the plan. He had to do it his own way, and his own way wasn't working. He wouldn't listen, and the change had to happen. Now, I know we got more to talk about there and about more of your properties, but we only have a little bit of time left. And I do want to hit this one last topic. And that is, had a conversation with you one day about retirement. And you brought up, well, I've got that figured out. I've got someone I'm bringing in to run this whole thing. Explain the maturation of that situation.
Yeah, that's a good story, too. So back in, I believe it was around November of 2014, we talked our son-in-law into joining Lifestyles. Now, he had a background in real estate. His family was big into real estate up in College Station. They owned, you know, probably 50 different single-family fourplexes up in College Station. He had an education in finance, so we knew he had some good education and lineage, if you will, around real estate. And he expressed some interest to get into the apartment complex. So when we bought that 242-unit deal, we had enough apartments under our leadership to bring him on full-time as kind of the operations manager. So he kind of really learned the business from the ground up, helping us run the operation. And he's gone on to become a lead on his own deal. And that was always the plan for him to, become a lead and continue to grow the business. So, you know, Terry and I just really want to, from now, just want to be a passive investor and invest in people like our son-in-law, Jake, and other leads that are successful. So great, great success story for him to join the company.
No, I wasn't aware that he went on to do his own thing. I thought he was going to take your business over and run it. So he's gone on to do his own thing, huh?
He has, yes. And he'll continue to work with us. You know, we're just kind of expanding the business, and he's becoming his lead on his own as well.
So looking back and looking forward, let's take a real quick one-minute synopsis of it. Anything you would have done differently on the back end, quick, and then where are you going in the future? And you've only got about 1 minute left.
Yeah, I probably would have tried to grow a little bit faster. But really going forward, I mean, the lifestyle that Terry and I have, and we just have, I think, a storybook lifestyle, and it's all because of the decision we made to join Lifestyles and follow the roadmap. I mean, we could not be happy with the lifestyle we have, Dale.
Well, you've done a great job. And for the rest of you out there, I want you to understand this, is that right from the beginning, this was a plan not to buy themselves a job and work more. This was a plan to take him out of his job eventually, to retire them both, to turn it over to their son-in-law, and then eventually to just be passively invested. Because why? Because they're not doing it just for some money. They're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.